Vince, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
You're going home this weekend, man. It's always good to go home.
Yeah, you're right, huh?
Bill Belichick told us an hour ago, sitting right here, that he thinks coming out of the heat and humidity of training camp, it's to your advantage to go right into the heat and humidity of Miami as opposed to going down there in December when you've been practicing in the cold for 2 weeks.
I agree. You know, because you're still kind of in a little training camp mode until you actually, you know, play your first game. So it's always good to go down there early and play in heat when you're coming out of the training camp whole mode with the whole mindset of what we're doing. And then you get in December, all of a sudden you've been playing in cold this whole while, and now you got to go play a place like, you know, Houston or Tennessee or Miami, somewhere in Florida where you get to, you know, kind of shock your body a little bit. So I think it's good we plan them early down there so we can get it out the way and move on from there.
Now, you played your college ball down there, obviously. Did you ever, at your time at the University of Miami, did you ever see an opponent come in there? I'm not talking about, you know, Florida State, but somebody from the Midwest or West Coast come in there and just be totally shaken by the weather?
I mean, we used to hear a lot of people talk about it afterwards, but as far as, you know, going into a game, we never thought about, you know, people coming down here and how the heat is going to affect them and all that stuff. You know, I hear those stories now when I play against somebody or somebody come in and talk about, you know, coming down there and how they was afraid of coming in the heat. But as far as playing down there, you know, I really never thought about it because I was a firm believer and always been, no matter where you play, you're playing the team. You know, you're not playing the climate, you're not playing the weather. Mother Nature is Mother Nature. You got to deal with whatever she gives us. So I try not to harp on, you know, how the weather's going to be. Is it going to be sunny? Is it going to be hot? Thunderstorms, whatever it may be. I just try to focus on my opponents and whatever that weather happened to be, it just happened to be. Just how to fight through it.
You know, Vince, I've listened to your interviews the past few weeks, really during all of training camp, and it sounds like you're a philosopher or something, man. You really have, you're putting this in perspective, playing football. The year away from football really must have affected you mentally and emotionally. Could you just give us some insight into some of the things you were thinking about? Because it seems like you really are in the moment when it comes to playing right now.
Well, I could tell you one thing. You know, you can't miss something until it's gone. And I had a chance to be away from the game for a long period of time last year, and it sucked. You know, that's one thing I tell guys all the time. And it sucks just doing something that you love to do and you know, you was born to do, and all of a sudden it's taken away from you. So you got to try to find a way to fight through. And, I found, you know, how I got through a lot of stuff was being able to go to meetings and see the guys and eventually going to some games. And you kind of get a sneak peek of, you know, how coaches look at the game. And it's totally different. So now I have appreciation for them sitting back and seeing and hearing the coaches talk about some things and do some things that they do because, you know, I was kind of in that seat, last year. But it's just a whole appreciation from what we do. And like I said, you don't miss it until it's gone. And I had a chance to be gone from it, and I wish I would have never been, but things happen. But now, you know, you're coming back, and, you know, I never look back. I never look this, you know, think about where I was. My main goal is just to keep going forward and just block out everything and just play football, what I've been doing my whole career. All my life, play football, and, you know, that's where I'm at right now. I'm focused on just playing football, and that's it.
We're talking to New England Patriots defensive lineman Vince Wilfork, one of our Patriots Monday regulars. Your quarterback, Tom Brady, on the station this morning on Patriots Monday said, "I plan to play until I suck." Do guys know when they suck?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know when you suck, yeah. Trust me, anybody that played this game know when it's time to walk away from it. So, and I feel the same way he does. You know, I play this game until I'm ready to leave. Not, you know, the other way around, and, you know, Bill coming to me, "Hey, I just don't think you have, you know, what it takes to play anymore." I don't want to get those words. So, but that's just the respect that I have for the game. You know, when my time is up, it's up, and I'll know, you know, and I don't think it's anybody other than myself would know when my time is up playing football. But when it's up, it's up. I'm not one of those players going to stick around for an extra year or two just to collect a check or whatever it may be. But when I feel I can't get the job done at a high level, then it's time for me to walk away from the game.
Yeah, and it's I'd imagine, Vince, it would be a tough position for some of those guys to be in. I mean, you're not in that position now, but how about some guys who used to be stars, and not that they suck, but they're not good enough to be stars anymore, and then they're backups. So, I mean, to go from being a star to a backup to not being able to play, that seems like a pretty fine line, and that would be tough to figure out, wouldn't it?
I mean, it depends on the situation people may be in. I mean, you never know. You know, guy might, you know, used to be a starter. Now he's coming in as a situational player, whatever it may be. So you never know, you know, what is that. Now, if you get beat out fair and square, or you losing a step and now all of a sudden your numbers are going down in the weight room, or you can't move as well, you stiff, you can't bend. Now, those are things that should alarm you that, you know, maybe it's time for you to give it up. But if you're going from, you know, being the man to going to a system that's already got a good setup in it and you coming in as a situational player, that's different, you know. So you got, you know, as a person and as an individual, you have to distinguish which one it is, you know. And I think nobody know that best but that player. I'm pretty sure coaches can see it, but if you have a player think he's still an All-American or still a Pro Bowler, and he's not, you know, he's not putting that out on the field, well, they're, you know, you got to be real to yourself. It's a problem there, and you have to fix that problem. So, but I have too much respect for the game. You know, when I feel I can't do it and I can't do it at a high level, man, I would come to Bill and say, you know what, I think it's time for me to step away from the game because I can't give you what you need from me. And that's just a respect level for not only my coach, but for the NFL itself.
Vince, you've been part of the leadership group on this team for some time now, and you know, the list of guys is a pretty impressive one. Guys like Teddy Bruschi and Tom Brady and Rodney Harrison and guys like that. You lost a member of that group last week when Logan Mankins left here. What did that mean to you personally?
I mean, it's tough when you have guys that, you know, you play with, you've been grinding with for a long time, you know, not here anymore. It sucks. But at the same time, at the end of the day, everything is a business, and you have to treat it as a business. And the funny thing about it is you don't realize that until it's that time to a contract situation. You know, you can play football all these years, 4 or 5 years, and then all of a sudden contract come up. Then you start thinking about, wow, it is a business. So you get caught up in the moment. But at the same time, you know, it is a business. So business, you know, it happens all the time. But I, you know, me personally, I just hate to see a guy go like that and what he meant to this organization and me personal. You know, that's just, you know, who Logan was. But at the same time, you know, business is business. I wish it could have been done differently. But you know what? I'm not on that, you know, I can't make those calls. But, and Bill always try to put us in the best situation as a team as possible. So when it comes to a situation like that, you know, Bill gonna always do what he thinks is best for the team. And not, you know, we might not agree with it every time, but at the same time, we do have a team that we have to play for, and we got a brand that we have to play for, and we get the ball gonna continue to roll regardless of what. So we understand that. I think guys handled it pretty well. A lot of guys was hurt, but at the same time, understand the business part of the game, and that was the business part of the game. So you know, you live and you learn, you see some things, and through your career, you'll start to understand, you'll start to appreciate, you know, every year, every second, every down that you play, you start appreciating a lot more just being a part of this game, not just the team that you with, but this game in general, because, you know, all of us had dreams to play at this level, and we living our dreams out, so we have to really be appreciative of what we have, especially when it comes down to doing what we love. So we one of the few in the world can say, you know, I'm doing what I, you know, thought I can do, and I dreamed of doing it. I love doing what I do, you know, playing a football game. So, it business is business, but at the same time, you got to be able to move forward.
You know, Vince, my final question for you involves Mankins. I've heard so many people talk about his toughness. Man, his toughness was legendary. Can you give us an example? I mean, you know him better than most. An example of his toughness that might surprise us or blow us away.
You name it. I've seen this guy get banged up, twisted knee, elbow messed up, shoulder messed up, and all of a sudden he's practicing, he's playing. It's just he have a mentality as a defensive player, and I'm talking about a mean defensive player, not just, you know, any Joe Blow. I'm talking about a mean defensive player. So whenever you can have an offensive lineman with a defensive mentality, he's going to be a problem, and he was a problem. I think he's one of the toughest guys I've ever been around, hands down. I mean, you name him, I mean, he's at the top of that list, and just so much that he meant, not just, you know, on the field, but off the field too. I mean, perfect gentleman. I mean, he would give you his shirt off his back if you ask him. I mean, he was quiet. He didn't say much, but his place spoke for him. He didn't have to say nothing. Once he stepped on the field, you understand you was going to get everything he had, no matter how he was feeling that day.
Well, Vince, it's fun to now finally get to play some games that matter and that we can all watch and have some stake in. We wish you the best of luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Take care. Vince. That is Patriots defensive lineman Vince Wilfork.